just dream that? Did I really see that? Were you really there with me? Or what did we just feel? Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham Shaktyoham. How can I know that? How can we always see that? Could we really go back there? Is it with us everywhere? Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham Shaktyoham. Whenever you smile at me, the sun in me is freed then from all the past, from pain, from hurt, from any more words. Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham.
Your master was asked, what you used to do before you attained enlightenment. The master said, I used to chop woods in the forest and carry water from the well. The disciple asked, what do you do now after enlightenment, after achieving the highest spiritual goal, after this spiritual illumination? The master said, I chop woods in the forest and I carry water from the well. The disciple was taken aback and asked, but then what is the difference? The master said, the difference is not in the acts, but the difference is in me. The work is same, but the awareness has changed. The job is same, but the state of the mind has changed. That's why there is a saying, or it has become a saying, before enlightenment, chop wood and carry water. After enlightenment, chop wood and carry water. You are doing the same ordinary things. A super enlightened person is not someone who is doing something extraordinary, miraculous things. But he is carrying out the same routine activities in extraordinary way, with more alertness, with more wakefulness, with more attention. There is no more matter. The matter has transformed. It has become spirit. The master said, Earlier, that which was prose has become poetry now. Earlier, which was essay has become song now. Earlier, which was cacophony has become melody now. The difference has happened inside. The difference is in me. The difference is not in my acts. The small, ordinary acts are same, but the attitude towards them have changed. Small things do matter, but do all those small things in extraordinary way. You eat, but there is a difference in the way an ordinary person eats and an enlightened person eats. The food is same, the place is same, and yet the awareness is different. This is known as the shift of consciousness. The consciousness has shifted. The consciousness has shifted from lower rung to higher rung. From lower plane to the higher plane. And the higher consciousness does not negate lower consciousness. Higher consciousness has no conflict with lower consciousness. Rather, it is the evolution of lower consciousness. The tree has no fight with the seed. Rather, seed has become tree now. It is the outgrowing of the seed. So as you grow higher and higher in life, your consciousness is growing. There are people who say that 5 years back, our stage in yoga was very good. 5 years back, we had a perfect lifestyle, yogic lifestyle. Our Amritvela was perfect. Yoga chart was okay. But now everything has turned topsy-turvy. It cannot be. You have this 5 years of experience more. So how can you be less than you were, what you were 5 years back? We are growing every moment. Every moment is teaching us something. So every small thing that is happening in life matters. Because it is stretching our consciousness. We are moving ahead all the time. So this attitude will free one from that persistent sense of guilt consciousness, from that feeling of penitence. Every small thing matters. Just do all those small things, small acts, small jobs, small duties, with more awareness, with more alertness, with more attention, with more concentration, with more watchfulness, wakefulness. A small alertness would prevent great dangers, great mistakes, blunders to happen. So, small things do matter. This is the Avyakta message of 27th August 2009. As usual, the trans messenger is taking the message to Bab Dada in the subtle world, in the angelic world. And those who are staying at home, those who are running Gita Pathshalas, Dadi is taking their remembrance to Baba. What Baba is saying. Aaj to aapke dil ki aash purna karne wale, ghar mein rehte pavitra rehne wale, aur ghar mein Gita Pathshala chalane wali mata hai, aur Pandavon ki yaad pyar lai hoon. बाप दादा बहुत मीठा मुस्कुराए और बोले, यह बच्चे तो बाप का नाम प्रत्यक्ष करने वाले भाग्यवान हैं। बाप दादा भी ऐसे हिम्मतवान बच्चों को दिल में रखते हैं। वाह मेरे हिम्मतवान बच्चे, वाह। अब तो समय प्रमाण हर बच्चे को हद की बातों से मुक्त हो विश्व के आधार मूर्त उद्धार मूर्त बन वाणी के साथ मनसा सेवा में बिजी रहना है, तो स्वयं भी निर्विघ्न अपने सेवा स्थान का वायुमंडल भी श्रेष्ठ और विश्व की आत्माओं को भी सुख शांत की अंजलि मिल जाएगी। बोलो, जैसे पवित्रता के बंधन से संभव कर दिखाने की हिम्मत रख बाबा की मदद का अनुभव कर रहे हो, तो यह अब यह जिम्मेवारी लो कि स्व परिवर्तन से विश्व परिवर्तन करके ही दिखाना है। बोलो, ऐसा उमंग उत्साह आता है कि करके ही रहना है। समय और प्रकृति दुखी आत्माओं की पुकार सुनाई देती है, तो यह दृढ़ संकल्प करो कि करना ही है। सो बाबा इज सेइंग, गेट फ्री फ्रॉम द स्मॉल थिंग्स सिंस यू आर द इमेज ऑफ अपलिफ्टमेंट, यू आर द इमेजेस ऑफ सपोर्ट, आधार मूर्त एंड उद्धार मूर्त। You have many more great tasks to do. You cannot remain caught and trapped in those small things of life. But we are, in fact, caught up in those limited things of life. So how to get rid of all these limitations or limited things of life? Firstly, we need to understand what are limited things. Had. All those things which lead to confusion are limited things. All those things which lead to irritation, agitation, restlessness, all those things which cause you to go into conflict are limited things. All those things that urges you to become vicious are limited things. The things that cloud the mind, the things which make your vision unclear, you can't see, you come to the stage of indecision, don't understand what to do and not, probably you are caught, trapped in some limited thing. The intellect is hazy, the mind flickering, the stage of fluctuating. So all these things lead to, are called limited things. Baba says, get rid of these limited things and know and understand who you are, what you are. You are here for some higher work, some higher consciousness. If you remain trapped in the small things of life, he did this to me, he did that to me, he says like this to me, he says like that to me. Limited things make you come under this prison. It makes you a prison of I and mine. You become a prisoner and get trapped in the prison of I and mine. It makes you selfish. So anything that makes you come down is limited. Anything that makes you move up is unlimited. A yogi is said to be somebody who is weightless because he flies. There are two laws, law of gravitation and law of grace. Yogi moves above the law of gravitation. It is the law of grace that makes him move up. His consciousness rises. He is not interested in discussing all the small things. The weather is like this, it is too much cold today, yesterday it was less cold. He did this, he said that. This is happening in that center, in this center. These are all limited things. They make you come down to sit and chit-chat for hours on wasteful, useless petty things that makes you come under the influence of law of gravitation. But a yogi is somebody who flies up by the law of grace. He moves up beyond all the small petty things of this world. His consciousness always stays on the higher plane. And only on the higher plane you can churn knowledge. At the lower plane, you do not churn knowledge. Rather, you are churning all the wasteful things of this world. Limited things are always very interesting. They are very spicy. You enjoy them. They attract you. Rather, they become an addiction. You want to listen more and more of such things. What is happening in somebody else's life? You are interested more in somebody else's affairs. So all these are limited things. So know first of all where my consciousness is staying and how can I free myself from this low consciousness and move up in higher consciousness. So Baba is saying get rid of low, small things. And what is the method? Convert those small things into extraordinary things. How? By shift of consciousness. If you are washing clothes, let the consciousness go up. You are taking bath, let the consciousness go up. You are walking on the road, let the consciousness go up. You are sitting and listening to class, Murli or something like that, let the consciousness move up. You enter Madhuban, let the consciousness move up. Where I am. Which place is this? It is the beat-to-beat awareness, second-to-second awareness. It is not something that I want to become like the Father. So tell me one method. There is no one method, one technique. In fact, there is no technique or method to become like the Father. It is the guru-less path. You have to devise your own method. So first, shift of consciousness. Convert small things into extraordinary things. How? By attaching self-respect to every small act. You are eating, feel as if you are sitting under the kalpa tree and eating, and whatever morsel of food you are taking inside, that every bite is feeding the whole world. That is the higher consciousness. Whatever I do, that should become the part of the whole. In fact, we are fragmented people. We are individuals. But we are one with the universe. And what is that which is separating us? Our own ego. When the ego drops, we become one with the universe. This fragmentation, this dichotomy ceases. The part becomes the whole. We see everything as one then. Higher universal consciousness. Then we don't find there is any difference in cleaning the washroom and giving speeches in front of thousands and lakhs of people. Both acts are same. You are cleaning, sweeping the floor, and you are giving 7-day course. Both are same. There is no difference. It is not that somebody is giving speeches, so he is doing higher service, and somebody is doing some gross service. It is not about the acts. It is not about the action. The actions are at the periphery. At the center is your consciousness. You. With what attitude, with what feeling, with what intention you are doing something, that matters more. So pure intention. How pure is your intention? The acts are ordinary. The outside behavior is not of much importance. The outside etiquettes are merely a show off. But what you are within, your pure consciousness, your internal intentions. The purity of the intention matters a lot. The purity of intention. It's a very important word. So convert every small act into extraordinary act by uplifting the consciousness. If you are reading book, what I am reading, these are not ordinary words. These are not ordinary lines. Who has said them? Who has? This is the spoken literature of God. They are arising from the realm of silence. They are words. They look like prose, but they are not prose. They are poetries. These are songs. All murlis are not essays to be read, to be read or to learn by heart. We don't. How do we read poetries? We enjoy them. We sing them. We feel them deeply. We drink them rather. Murli is not to be read, but it is a liquid. It is a juice to be drunk. It is not something to be eaten. It is the air to be breathed in. So convert every small thing, whether it is listening to Murli, looking into the mirror, you are driving. Everything should become a plaything, a spiritual thing. Rather, Rajyoga is not about sitting in Baba's room and meditating and looking at the translite and muttering some self-respects. Rajyoga starts outside meditation room. Rajyoga is yoga in action. Rajyoga is to convert every small thing into meditation. You walk, it is meditation. You talk, it is meditation. You sit, it is meditation. You take bath, it is a meditation. You are sleeping, your sleep is also meditation. Because the consciousness has gone up. Whatever you do should become a song, a dance, a music. Others may not see it, but you know it in your heart of hearts. You are enjoying every bit of it. Everything. There is nothing that bores you. There are people who say, we are feeling tired today. A lot of seva today. So seva is tiring you. Seva is, that means you are becoming body conscious. Any seva that makes you body conscious is no seva. That's why, recent Murli, the day before yesterday, Baba said, in seva you stay upram, behat unlimited, beyond. If you come, you are more interested in seva than in yoga. But then, that can lead to desire for name and form, and that is an opposition of Maya, not your position. You walk, you ride, let that become a meditation. So convert every small thing into extraordinary thing. Every small act should convert into an act of meditation. Meditation is not the process of doing something. Meditation is about being. It's not doing, it's being. So every small act, whatever you do, walking, singing, talking, dancing, you're cleaning your room, cooking your food, anything you do, let that turn into a act of meditation. A man went to a travel agency and he said, I want to go to Germany. The girl who was sitting there said, would you like to rent a car? He said, of course, why not? Then she said, but you should know about the travel rules there. In Germany, one has to ride on the right side of the road. He said, okay, well, that's not an issue. Every country has got its own customs and different rules and laws. That's fine with me. Just, okay, I agree for that. Just make all the booking for me. The man comes after 2 weeks with plaster, his hands in plaster cast. The lady asks, what happened? He said, just cancel my booking for Germany. She says, why? He says, I was practicing in India, riding on the right side. This is the result. Every small thing you should do with higher consciousness, with more alertness, so that such fractures don't happen. Otherwise, whole day, we suffer from so many fractures, emotional fractures, intellectual fractures, fractures in relationships, because we have been practicing on the right side of the road. You know, this is RTH, RHT, right hand traffic, left hand traffic. These are the abbreviations they use, RHT and LHT. India, LHT. England, LHT. But France, Germany, America, RHT. So when you are on the right side, you are right. But India, when you are on the left side, you are right. Otherwise, fractures. Om Shanti.